Number 95 from February of 2005, Artificial Illumination. This past week, I had to keep reminding myself that we are in the Epiphany season of the church year. Epiphany is the season of light, with the Magi following their special light, the Star of Bethlehem. We celebrate the inclusive light of Jesus that shines even on those Gentile Magi and on us. The reason I had trouble focusing on this season of light is because there wasn't much light where I was. Our power had gone off, and there was no lights except some candles and one oil lamp. Meanwhile, outside, it was pitch black with all the street lights knocked out as well. We sat huddled in darkness and listened to transformers blow up and tree limbs crack and slam into the side of the house. The following day, the whole city looked like a war zone. As tragic, inconvenient, and costly as this recent ice storm was, there still is something of value that it taught us. Did you not find yourself realizing how much we take light for granted? We were still flipping light switches and trying to turn the TV on 2 days after the power went out. We just expected it to always be there, but it wasn't. We have lost touch with how powerful and all-encompassing the darkness can be. Our abundance of artificial illumination makes us forget how helpless we are stumbling along in the dark. Our routines are so set in artificial light that we didn't really know what to do with ourselves when the lights went out. It was sort of like life as we knew it simply stopped. In a similar way, do we find ourselves taking Jesus, the light of the world, for granted? Can we even imagine what this world would be like with the forces of darkness constantly holding sway? God is the author of everything that is good and everything that brings light into our world. What if we flipped the switch and he wasn't there? What if there were no forces for good in our world? What if no light ever shined into the dark recesses of our existence? What if there were no things of the light, such as love, joy, laughter, compassion, justice, birth, rebirth, and resurrection? The season of Epiphany reminds us that God began creation when darkness covered the face of the earth, but he never lets darkness stay and have the last word. Jesus, the light of the world, shines for you and for me forever. Hold Christ high, that people will be drawn to that light.